This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hours after diplomats from the United States and other countries were safely evacuated from Sudan, there were images of fighting between the Sudanese paramilitary rapid support forces and the Sudanese armed forces. VOA's Veronica Baderas Iglesias tells us more.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced Sunday in a tweet that Britain's diplomatic staff has left the country. The U.S. is currently assessing how to support thousands of American citizens left behind, retired Colonel Steve Gagnier told ABC.
The Pentagon overnight said that they could maybe think about setting up a safe corridor between Khartoum and Port Sudan, and that presumably using drones would allow the U.S. Navy to take people out by sea.
The majority of U.S. civilians still in Sudan are Sudanese Americans working on aid missions. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea has now formally restored Japan to its list of countries that it gives preferential treatment and trade 3 years after the neighbors downgraded each other's trade status amid a diplomatic row over historical grievances. South Korea's Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Energy announced the move through a government gazette. It also said Seoul will further restrict technology and industrial exports to Russia, and its ally Belarus to support a U.S.-led pressure campaign against Moscow over the war in Ukraine. Following years of friction, Seoul and Tokyo are working to repair relations as they tighten their three-way security cooperation with Washington to counter the threat posed by North Korea. A top official in Myanmar was fatally shot in his car in Yangon, the country's commercial capital. It is the latest attack attributed to militants opposed to military rule. This is VOA News. The war in Ukraine is spurring record spending on military across the globe. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Global military spending rose to a record last year as Russia's war in Ukraine drove the biggest annual increase in Europe since the end of the Cold War 3 decades ago, a Stockholm think tank said on Monday. World military expenditure rose by 3.7% in real terms in 2022 to $2.24 trillion, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said in a statement. European military spending shot up 13% last year, primarily due to increases by Russia and Ukraine, but with many countries across the continent also ramping up military budgets and planning for more amid the surging tensions. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukrainian military forces have successfully established positions on the eastern side of the Dnieper River, according to a new analysis giving rise to speculation that the advances could be an early sign of Kyiv's long-awaited spring counteroffensive. The Institute for the Study of War, a Washington-based think tank, reported late Saturday that geolocated footage from pro-Kremlin military bloggers indicated that Ukrainian troops had established a foothold in a town along with stable supply lines to their positions. Members of the U.S. Congress are watching the legal process of a case involving a widely used abortion pill now that the U.S. Supreme Court allowed it to use it to continue while court appeals play out.
Supreme Court decision late Friday means nothing changes for now in access to mifepristone. Congresswoman Debbie Dangle, a Democrat from Michigan, says on Fox News Sunday, the FDA's approval of the drug should stand.
What they wanted to do was to ban a drug that also is used in Cushing syndrome. I was a woman that suffered from endometriosis and was trying to get pregnant.
When it comes to states passing tougher abortion restrictions, South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace warns her party not to get too extreme.
We're going to lose huge if we continue down this path.
She spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. An appeals court in New Orleans in mid-May will hear arguments on a Texas judge revoking the approval of mifepristone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
39 bodies were found so far on land owned by a pastor in coastal Kenya who was arrested for telling his followers to fast to death. Lindy Sub-County Police Chief John Kimboy said the more shallow graves have yet to be dug up on the land belonging to Paul McKenzie, who was arrested April 14th. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.